Someone was staying at a hotel over Shabbos, and he is about on the seventh floor. So it's and he wants to open the door that goes from his hotel room to the balcony. He wants to relax and sit outside on the balcony over Shabbos. So the issue, though, is that when he opens the door to the balcony, that will trigger the air conditioning unit to go off. And then when he comes back in and closes the door, then that will trigger the air conditioning unit to go back on. So is there any way for him to go outside in the balcony, relax in the balcony over Shabbos? So this is opening and closing the door is a case of psik reishe. Psik reishe literally means cut off the head. The case of the Gemara, psik reishe v'lo yamos, if let's say two kids, I guess in Talmudic times, want to play with heads of chickens. So they would cut off the head and they play with the heads of chickens, and but you would certainly kill the chicken by doing that. So that is a case where you're doing a neutral action. Your intent is not to do a malacha, but you know that by cutting off the head, you're going to kill the chicken. You're going to do a malacha. So too, you open and close the door here. Your goal is to go outside the balcony and go back inside to your room. But when you close the door, open the door, you're triggering an electric current to either open or close, either to trigger the air conditioning unit to go on or to trigger it to go off. So when you open the door to the balcony, so there you're triggering the air conditioning unit to go off. So that's called a psik reishe d'loni chalei, because you're not interested in the air conditioning unit to go off. That's the hotel. The hotel wants it to go off to save money, but you're totally fine if the air conditioning unit stays on. So that's a psik reishe d'loni chalei. It's also in issur d'rabbanan, it's only a rabbinic prohibition to open or close the electric current. So what do we hold about a psik reishe d'loni chalei b'issur d'rabbanan? So some poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, seems to say different things in different places. In Shin Taf Tes Zayin Sif Katan Hey, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say psik reishe d'loni chalei b'issur d'rabbanan is permitted. In other cases, he seems to take a different position. Rabbi Willig distinguishes between when the issur itself is rabbinic, then psik reishe d'loni chalei b'issur d'rabbanan is permitted, as opposed to if it's only an issur d'rabbanan because, let's say, it's an issur d'oraisa, but it was done in an unusual manner. In that case, you can't be leading. In our case that we're talking about here, closing or opening electric circuit is fundamentally an issur d'rabbanan, and therefore, you would hold that psik reishe d'loni chalei b'issur d'rabbanan. In our case, if it's too difficult to find another solution, perhaps get a goy to open the door for you. A goy is not around, then it's better. Then you would be allowed to open the door to your balcony and go outside and relax, even though that will cause the air conditioning unit to go off, because that's a psik reishe d'loni chalei b'issur d'rabbanan. However, it's more problematic than when you want to go back into your room and, let's say, then close the door because you don't want, I guess, the hot air to come in from the outside. You're closing the door, but there you're going to be triggering the air conditioning unit to go on. So that is more problematic. That's psik reishe d'loni chalei. So that you can't do on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So for that, you can call a non-Jew to close the door for you. You want the door to be closed. You don't want the hot air from the outside to come in. It triggers the air conditioning unit to go on. That's psik reishe d'loni chalei. So many poskim, like the Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Beis Siman Samaches. So there he says that psik reishe, even d'loni chalei, is permitted with amira l'nachos. You can tell a non-Jew. So again, to open the door to go outside, that's psik reishe d'loni chalei b'issur d'rabbanan. That would be permitted to open yourself if you have no other solution, if it's too difficult to go downstairs to get the non-Jew. But when you go back into your room, you should not close the door, which will trigger the air conditioning unit to go on. Rather, you should get a non-Jew to do so.